Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. We are going to be talking about the battle over the organics. Oh, yeah. It's heating up. It's getting serious. And we're going to be talking about, we didn't cover this last week, so we're going to talk about, you know, how come people are so brainwashed to run and get a prescription, you know? And we'll see how much time we have after that. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Mind the time, it grows short. So today's devotional is in the book of Isaiah. We are in chapters 40 and 41. So in chapter 40, verse 31, the Lord tells us, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. And then in chapter 41, verse 10, fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with my right hand of my righteousness. And of course, that means Lord Jesus Christ. That's who's his right hand. And mind the time, seek the Lord's faith, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, Frank, you're going to have to stop leaving me out of the loop on the sound bites, dude. He's got this new board, and he forgets to pod me up to hear the sound bite. Anyway, moving along, first thing in the quacker. First thing in the quacker, researchers are creating a device that cancels out noise pollution by half. That's right. This is interesting. Team of researchers from Nanyang Technology University, they have this noise cancelization device. They're developing it, and they think it'll benefit countless people. If you live near, you know, busy roads, construction areas, or even train tracks. So the researchers explain how this device is mounted on your window, and it can reduce at least 50% of your noise from the surrounding environment. And the noise cancellation device can also even work if the window is open. That's interesting. So the device is still in a prototype stage, and they've made it with technology, high-end headphones that cancel out external noise. Researchers are adapting this technology as a device to be used even in large open areas. So if you live near a high school and you hear games, you know, in the fall, the football games outside, oh, you might want this. The device comes with a special sound-emitting mechanism that acts as a speaker, and it's hooked up to a processing unit, and when it detects noise, it immediately emits an anti-noise sound wave that counters the invasive noise. I think that's fascinating. All right, moving along on the Quack Report. Physicists experiment. They say science really doesn't know what matter is made of. Oh, no. Scientists are baffled. Okay, so matter is made up of atoms, right? That's what we were told. But not so fast. Some new research has shown that scientists may not fully understand everything quite yet. Strongest evidence of particles that are called sterile neutrinos. And they be, according to some experiments that have stand to prove they do exist, and these are logic-defying particles, apparently. Concept of sterile neutrinos has long baffled the scientists. They're particles that are able to pass through matter with zero interaction. Sounds like something out of Star Trek, doesn't it, Frank? Right? Recent studies shown that the neutrinos are extremely light, fast-moving particles, and actually they think it may be what makes up dark matter. So, yeah, science doesn't know everything. Last but not least in the Quack Report, Ebola vaccine is in the news. Apparently there's Ebola again in the Congo. Serious outbreak, they said. The most serious since 2014 that happened in West Africa. So what they have, this experimental Ebola vaccine, they've decided they're going to roll it out in the Congo. Ebola was identified about 40 years ago, and so even though the vaccine is experimental, they want to give it a whirl. It's kind of tricky, though, because they're in remote areas in the Congo, and you got to keep the vaccine cool. It can't get hot, or it will spoil. So in the hot environment, it's kind of a challenge. So the Health Ministry and the WHO have about 7,500 doses of this experimental vaccine, and the Public Health Agency of Canada and Merck have developed this vaccine. But the African people there are a little skeptical, even afraid of these outsiders offering to give them a shot. Don't blame them. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be coming up to a break here in a minute, but we're going to set up this first segment. We're going to be talking about the battle over the organics market. There's a major battle over your organic market, and it's stemming from the farm level. Major companies that have actually started to produce foodstuffs for grocery store shelves are worried as well. So, you know, for decades, this has been a problem, and there's now this market shift, and it's sending kind of shockwaves through to a lot of these food providers. Now, consumers are actually purchasing more foods that are organic or are advertised as organic. And what is even more concerning to these providers of these foods is that people are checking to see if the product is actually organic. A lot of high-profile lawsuits have recently exposed some of these manufacturers of organic foods as perpetrating fraud on the consumers. So, you know, consumers not so dumb anymore. And I've said before that the word organic is basically the most abused description used in advertising. So we're going to take a look and check it out and see what's developing, where the organic market may be in the next 10 years, and how you can avoid a lot of deceptive marketing out there. First, we want to give the grocery stores a little assessment. According to Anthony Riva, he's an analytical expert in the consumer industry, believes that there will be a change on your grocery shelves. He says right now the industry is under a lot of radical change, and this means consumers are avoiding a lot of typical foods that, you know, for the last 50 years, and they're voting for the more organic foods with their wallet. So what they're saying is, I want something else. And this is not something, this is not a passing trend, because the major food manufacturers of these processed prepackaged foods are feeling that pressure. So we're going to check this out, and according to Riva, if these food manufacturers don't make some important changes, their product lines may become obsolete and they may be seeking bankruptcy. We gotta take a break. Be right back.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance, that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're looking at the organic market tonight. We're trying to see what's going on, you know, because how can the analytical expert, Anthony Rivera, say, you know, these food manufacturers don't change their ways, that they may face obscurity and bankruptcy? Yeah, how can he say that? Well, does this really mean consumers are giving up junk food? Probably not right away, but the next generation that's not raised on a lot of junk may prefer to eat something else. So Rivera reports that since 2014, 18 major grocery store chains have gone out of business offering the same old food products. All right, so let's look at what the prediction wall says. Market experts see a shift to healthier eating habits by Americans. So the established food providers dominate the market by about 16%. However, the experts expect changes as these providers see growing challenges. Now, I understand where they're actually coming from, because in 2002, I was actually a consultant with a large Southeast grocery store chain that was, you know, regarding offering maybe some more organic foods in their stores. And they were just, you know, asking my opinion about these things. So they were at the time your standard kind of grocery store, but there was really little to separate them from the competition. So they were looking for a niche. Now they thought, yeah, let's offer a little organic selection, would help their bottom line. But my advice to them, hey, don't do this half-hearted. I recommended they commit to being, you know, total organic in nature, or just don't do it at all. And well, they didn't heed my advice. They didn't care about that input. And they did open a few stores that they advertised as healthy and organic, but they only had a few things different in there than their regular store. And of course, the whole approach, the whole strategy failed, and they wound up going back to their old ways. Now, while a completely committed organic market store chain in the Southeast emerged, and now it's growing by leaps and bounds because it's all organic in there. And I've noticed that a few upscale grocery stores to compete with that, well, they've added organic produce and meats along with their conventionally grown products in their stores. Now, Riva says that the grocery store chains are, you know, feeling the pressure from the emerging tailored grocery stores and the stores that are actually selling even at lower margins. So it seems there's this dynamic in the market, and consumers are either buying more organic or solely organic, or others are focused on price point. So the cost of living and the Unaffordable Care Act have played a role in the shift, and it's expected to continue through 2020. So online food shopping has actually jumped 20% in the last 14 years, and grocery store chains are scrambling to re-niche themselves using technology as a convenience. So basically, you know, as the economy, you know, things get more expensive. Of course, healthcare is more expensive. People are trying to do more for themselves on a proactive level to stay healthy because they can't afford to be sick. Well, let's look at some of the health benefits, because more consumers are noticing, yeah, hey, there's health benefits that are associated when we eat cleaner and eat more organic foods compared to the conventionally grown. So more restaurants are now explaining on their menu where the food comes from. You know, is it organic? Is it gluten-free, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? So organic farming is more popular today than it was a decade ago. And it's also showing up at the checkout, where organic produce is now 35% of the market share. And it is estimated it's going to dominate the market shortly, along with all your free-range chickens and free-range eggs, grass-fed beef, and of course your proper operations that are producing farm-raised fish. Now, other segments that are accelerating in the market, in the market share, anything that's non-GMO. Okay, so that's also a big plus. And other areas in the market that are accelerating is the non-dairy products, 43% of the market share right now, as well as organic nuts, organic rice, organic beer and wine by 23%, organic coffee and tea by 20%, and organic prepackaged foods by 11%. But now here's the crux of the whole thing. We're going to get, the government's getting in the mix here. We've got government involvement with a farm bill. I don't know if you've heard of it. MarketWire.com reported on it. They estimated that the organic market is valued at over $38 billion. And compared to global interests, it's dominating mostly in the U.S. markets by about 90%. So they're citing this growing consumer awareness and demand for the healthier foods to benefit their health. And they mentioned that the organic agricultural market is not consolidated. So it allows it to provide more of a competitive atmosphere, an innovative atmosphere with new products, and countries that are really on the ball with this in order of spending power regarding organic foods are the U.S., Europe, Germany, Italy, the UK, Japan, China, and Brazil. And of course, I know the Ukraine is big into organics as well. So there is a lot of money at stake here, and the food providers may be pressuring Congress to help them stay competitive in this strong organic marketplace. So according to the Organic Consumers Association, what they're saying is that Congress has this new farm bill, and the experts are saying the farm bill it's threatening the organic market. Okay, so people are not happy about this bill. According to reports, the farm bill, H.R. 2, is set for a vote in June 2018, attempts to control the organic farming in a way that, you know, makes it less organic. And how would they do that? Well, the Farm Bill is seeking control over the National Organic Standards Board, which is an independent body under the Organic Foods Production Act of 1990. So the National Organic Standards Board actually determines what is allowed to be considered organic. So if the Farm Bill attempts to undermine this board and its authority by requiring it to consult with the FDA and the Environmental Protection Agency with regard to allowing pesticides and other non-organic substances, so that could be approved as organic in agriculture, then we've got a problem. So this would essentially take the organic farming sector and change it into the conventionally grown sector, okay, just wiping out your organic industry, basically. So that's what people are really upset about. And the Farm Bill gets kind of heavy-handed. It is insisting that the National Organic Standards Board agree to the Agricultural Secretary as having the power to force the board to expedite all non-organic substances for use, such as chlorine, this highly toxic when it gets, you know, interacting with minerals. They want to use it to wash organic foods in. You know, same stuff you're putting in your pool, basically. So one senator seems to be kind of angry with the organic regulations of record. You know, he doesn't like the organic board here. They don't like him. He says this uncertainty, and this is also Pat Roberts. He's a Republican in Kansas. He's a senator on the Agricultural Committee. He has a problem with the organics board. He says uncertainty and dysfunction have taken over the National Organic Standards Board and their regulations associated with organics. They've created an unreliable regulatory environment and prevents farmers from utilizing advancements in technology and operating their business. And this hurts their economics of rural America, end of quote. Well, if only members of the agricultural community and Congress would have stood up and spoken aggressively like that against GMO foods and herbicide use, right? Well, we're told the Organic Trade Commission, or Association, excuse me, has really not done enough in defending organic growing methods. However, in March of 2018, the Organic Trade Association, which is composed of members from the big multi-million-dollar food industry, these corporations like Mars, Nestle's, General Mills, Kraft, Dole, and others, well, they signed this letter with 138 companies, and they sent that to Senator Pat Roberts. And these companies have recently expanded into, you know, offering some organic packaged, prepackaged foods of their own. But they also do offer the other stuff in the GMO foods. So they've got a lot at stake. So in their letter, they told Roberts that the public trusts the National Organic Standards Board and the laws that govern organic farming. They felt that the board plays an essential role in public trust with regard to organic agriculture. They went on to say that they felt that the Farm Bill would harm the integrity of the board and the organic program, and also undermine consumer trust in organic labeling. So most of us really never expected to hear that from them. You know, what essentially is an industry lobby group has worked, you know, in the past to weaken organic standards. But now they've kind of tasted the fruit of organic profit. And people like organic. So they've made organic foods and they're making money. And so they don't want to rock that boat. So perhaps they think the Farm Bill would, you know, be a step too far, in which consumers would not trust the organic advertising any longer and then see Whole Foods as simply just conventionally grown. Not a good idea. They got a lot of money at stake, so this is why they're writing letters now. You know, money answereth all things. We got to take another break. We'll be right back.
Stars won't come out if they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas. because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about the organics market. You know, for the moment, the Organic Foods Production Act actually gives the National Organic Standards Board exclusive authority to make decisions on non-organic substances. So consumers are really depending on the organic standards to be upheld in order to avoid exposure to foods with a lot of pesticides, herbicides, GMOs, fertilizers, and all those other contaminants used on food in the agricultural industries. So therefore, the words certified organic, non-GMO, beyond organic, or tilth standard organic is what consumers should look for in food and even in their supplements. Okay, so those are the terms to look for. Here is a quote from Concludes TechSci Research. They're a global market research company. They say the global organic food market is expected to grow at over 16% by the year 2020, and that's not too far down the road. Well, you know, and how do you control a lot of the behavior in people? Well, you regulate and you control health. So if we look at the steps being taken all over the world, we'll see a tightening of restrictions on all things related to health. Let's take a look at some of them. The European Union has restricted the use of medicinal herbs and also has prohibited any free speech regarding herbs or natural therapies for health reasons. The nations of the EU have lost the use of 20,000 herbs on the market, and it's very difficult for any manufacturer to get approval for any herb formula with more than one ingredient. Estimated cost of fees to seek approval is more than $100,000, and there's no guarantee you'll get approved. Food Harmonization Code, also known as Cotex, developed in Europe, is also presented to the masses as a regulation to help reduce world hunger. It also monitors and tracks imports and exports all over the world on lots of goods. And water is becoming a scarce commodity, and the cost of water will increase, as well as more restrictions are being sought on all food sources that are organic. So farmers markets, you know, roadside produce stands, as well as community and even private gardens are facing a lot of local regulations, and some are prohibitory unless you have prior approval. So healthcare leaving the private sector and eventually going to be controlled by government, anything government runs requires you to qualify for it under their terms. So you see a lot of control and regulation coming together on all these things that are related to your health. Now remember, disasters often strike suddenly, and most are ill-prepared for them. So now is really the time to prepare for anything. And basic necessities, you know, shelter and your defense are your big ones. But some folks, you know, they've been preparing for decades, but some are just beginning to prepare. I ran into one just the other day at the post office, didn't have a clue, just waking up. So whenever you are in, wherever you are in your preparedness mode, you don't want to neglect your natural medicines. So the shelf life is longer on your natural medicines, and they're not toxic. So expired over-the-counter or even prescription meds with 2 years, maybe 3 years shelf life, when they expire, they're more toxic than when they were made originally, so you want to be careful. Anything organic is really going to be highly sought after. So the products by Apothecary Herbs have a shelf life of 10 years when you properly store them. So your heart attack packs, your pandemic kits, your snake bite kits, your metabolic formulas, they're just a few of the necessities you may want to stock on. And so you'll be amazed what you can do when you got the right tools, really. So call and order. They got also a stock-up page on a budget and one that's not on a budget, so you can see what you should start to stock first. And it's on their website at thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call and get their free product catalog at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget, they do have their Father's Day special in full swing, and it is active through the 18th, so you will save 20% on orders of $50 or more through Monday. So do take advantage of that. It's automatic on their website. If you order over the phone, just say you want the Father's Day sale, and you will get 20% off. So moving along, brainwashed by prescriptions. How many of you out there just automatically think, oh, I got to go to the doctor and get a prescription? A lot of people are kind of, you know, programmed like that. According to Cambridge Dictionary, the definition of brainwashed is to make people believe what you want them to believe by constantly telling them what you are saying is true while you prevent the other information from reaching them. So how many times have you heard, you know, a lot of these natural herbs and the studies on natural herbs have been suppressed or not allowed to be put into print? There's a reason for that. Now, I want you to take example of the current laws in the UK where, you know, people are prohibited from sharing information with each other on natural therapies, herbs, and even vitamins. So the British are kind of petrified that if they discuss any natural healing that something really bad will happen to them. And the laws have the people actually in a lot of anxiety and fear over that. And you may say, well, how do you know? Well, I speak to them fairly often. They call me up. And let me tell you, the British are very jealous of the Americans having a free market right now with your supplements. Okay, so you are blessed indeed. They can import a small amount from us over into the UK, but it has to be under a certain amount. So it's highly restricted because they were in the European Union, see. So the Brits have not the access to herbs you do here in America. And I'm sure it's one of those reasons why, you know, they want to leave the European Union. They want their freedoms back. So prescription drug therapy is really not natural. It's really not normal for people to, you know, try to prop up their metabolism with a bunch of these drugs that force the system to work. So we're going to take a look at this, why Americans are relying so heavily on prescription medicines to live daily lives. Well, let's look at the numbers. According to the Health Consumer, there are people on as many as 17 prescription medicines all at the same time. They take them every day. And the reality is that patients must come to grips with this reality. There's no one in healthcare. There's no pharmacy. There's no pharmacist. There's no doctors. There's no drug companies that are taking any responsibility for monitoring cross interactions while on all these meds. So if we add to that the off-brand use of drugs for conditions they were never intended or approved to be used for even a short duration, and they're never approved for this, that can compound the risk. And according to the Institutes of Healthcare, Americans filled more than 4.3 billion prescriptions in 2014, and those statistics were up by 13% over the previous year. So lots of drugs being dispensed. Now, according to Kaiser Family Health Foundation, in 2016, Americans filled 4.51 billion prescriptions, and the top three states were California, Florida, and Illinois. Walgreens is the leading drugstore chain dispensing these drugs to the tune of $49 billion in 2014. Now, the average drugstore will dispense 300 to 500 prescriptions each day, and the Affordable Care Act is keeping track of all the drug movement. The U.S. pharmacies and the drugstore industry are estimating that by 2022, Americans will fill 5.13 billion prescriptions a year. So this is a dangerous and a serious upward trend that is aggressively protected. The big industry, the politics have protected big industry here. So the question is, with healthcare being more controlled by those with the most to gain on you staying sick, you know, just controlling your symptoms, how long will it be, you know, before your freedom to choose what you put in your body is totally taken from you? So let's look at this overprescribed America, shall we? America is suffering from this condition called overprescribed syndrome. I did not label that. I did not make it up. The experts have. In the health industry, your doctors have coined this phrase. So how can I say this? Well, when you look at the numbers, it tells you the story. 46% of adult Americans are taking at least one drug. 11.5 are taking 3 drugs. 6.5 are taking 4 drugs. 13 prescriptions are written for each American every year, and 12 are filled. So you out there may get 13 prescriptions, but you'll fill at least 12 of them. 16% of hospital admissions are actually due to adverse drug reactions. Also, for the average prescribed drug, there's a list of 70 side effects. Now, death by prescription medicine is the fourth leading cause of death, and the death rate from properly prescribed medication is 10 times greater than illegal drugs. And the drug industry actually is targeting the age group of 55 and over. 46% of the market medications are advertised to them. Now, drug companies spend $4 billion a year using TV ads. And a third of the Americans who see these drug ads actually go to their doctor and ask for the drug, and two-thirds of them get a prescription for it. And drug ads run on TV every hour in America, and they have increased the drug sales for the big pharma industry by 18%. So it's well worth the advertising bucks that they plop down on the boob tube for to get paid. More drug flows. All right, so in 1981, an advertising company asked a drug manufacturers who is their main customer, and the drug company said doctors. The advertising company asked, why isn't it the consumer? And that launched the beginning of the TV ads, drug ads on TV. So that started them thinking, yeah, why aren't the consumers directly asking for our product? Why are we directly marketing to doctors only? So the first TV drug ad for pain relievers aired in 1983, at which time the federal government asked the drug companies to remove it. So we're told that the American Medical Association, who is the largest group of represented physicians, wants a direct-to-consumer advertising of drugs to stop because patients are seeking unnecessary drug medicines. And I see we're coming up to a little break here. And, right, and Frank's saying this is why a lot of, adverse events on drugs are not reported. Yes, I know. It's really tragic. People are, brainwashed to go for those drugs. We are going to take a break and more on the other side.
Have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Talking about America is addicted to their prescription drugs, and they're all brainwashed to go ask for them. Now, the First Amendment rights get kind of batted around, and for decades, the drug ads were still on the air. There was this battle between, you know, government regulators and these drug ads. So the U.S. and New Zealand really are the only two countries that allow drug advertising on TV. So in 1979, the federal government relaxed the rules on the drug advertising, and Dr. Joseph Mercola says this. He says, it is a disgusting, dishonorable way to generate sales, but it's working. In 2008, the House Commerce Committee found that for every $1,000 spent on drug ads, it produces 24 new patients. So ethics aside, these consumer hurdles have proven to be profitable bonanzas, end of quote. So in 2014, research at the New England Research Institute was done on patient requests for specific drugs that they saw advertised on TV. And what the researchers discovered is that patients that specifically asked their doctors for a drug dramatically increased the rate at which physicians prescribed the medicine. And so the research involved things like arthritis and the addictive pain medicines that typically were advertised on TV. Now, in 2016, Brown University looked into the effects of advertising psychotic drugs on TV, and the research was published in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry. And this is what they concluded. They say data exists and suggests that ads succeed in driving prescriptions with potentially mixed effects on patient care. And this is a quote from the editor of the Annals of Family Medicine, who says, the direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription medicines is a huge, uncontrolled public health experiment on the American people, end of quote. And, you know, and this is why, you know, you get lots of media outlets that have so many advertisers from Big Pharma that they don't want to take advertising from any of their competitors, you know, that would, you know, undermine sales. So, and as Frank points out, that they get so much, they have billions in advertising that they, if they lost those accounts, they stations would be bankrupt. All right, so let's look at the reason. Americans need to really step back and assess why they're taking the drugs they are. Ask questions and, you know, get some honest answers. Why are you taking them? You should be investigating this because your health's at stake. So here's some things to ask. Why are you on prescribed medications? Because you need it, and why do you need it? Here's a question. Can you get a direct answer on that? Are you taking a drug because you self-diagnosed yourself after you saw the TV drug commercial and then asked your doctor to write you a prescription? Is your doctor getting a kickback for writing that prescription?
Are you on a drug for a metabolic malfunction? And have you investigated the options to restore or strengthen that function rather than rely on the drugs that just simply reduce symptoms? Now, if something should happen to your drug availability or your ability to pay for your medication, what can you expect to happen to your health? Would your system crash and burn? Would you die? There's a question. And have you investigated all the risks to your drug, especially the lifelong drugs, the metabolic supposedly supporting medications? Actually, you know, those tend to weaken systems over time, and then the system just collapses. That I learned from a lot of physicians, cardiologists, neurologists, and chemists that, you know, work in that area. You want to think long-term. Whenever you're on a medication, a prescribed medication, there are some issues where you need to be on things. I realize that. But the big picture, a majority of people are lumped into this category. They're on stuff they probably shouldn't be on. Always assess your health options. See if the drug therapy is going to strengthen you or is it going to further weaken your body over time. If doctors are telling patients they have to be on the drug for the rest of their lives, that's really a red flag for me, that the drugs will eventually not work down the road and creates more of a metabolic weakness and even failure. And that typically happens a lot with your cardio drugs, your heart drugs. And I encourage you out there listening, if you have a big question mark here, if you're now concerned, pick up Shane Ellington's book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. He is a chemist. He used to work for the drug companies. He used to help make this stuff. But he knows from a chemistry standpoint what it does to your cells, what it does to your whole system, and in a very easy-to-understand way. He's not going to have big words that you get confused with. It's a great book, and I encourage people to have that, and you'll understand what's going on. And he even suggests, you know, natural things that strengthen you. So I really love his book. He talks about some of the herbs I talk about. These are herbal medicines, you know, that are provided by our creator who is the master chemist at what he knows we should have and what we need. So patients really should look into it and how they could resolve this without drug dependency, how they could reverse their condition. A lot of people hear from the doctors, it's not reversible. I hate that word. Why not? Is my question. You know, why can't the body heal and repair that bone damage, that cartilage and joint damage, that heart damage? You know, I actually had an uncle. This is back in the 60s and 70s. And he had a heart attack at an early age. He had 5 kids. And so he didn't like what the doctor was telling him. All he heard was negative stuff. You can't, you can't, you can't. No, no, no. He said, okay. So he researched it himself. Now, this is the age of Adele Davis books, lecithin tablets, you know, bone meal, all those things that you get at your GNC. So he actually did some digging, and he wound up, after he started changing his lifestyle and staying out of the fast food line, and you know, taking better care of his health, getting a cleaner diet, he actually wound up in Canada a year after his heart attack, and he had this special cardiac doctor give him a once-over because he was told by American doctors his heart attack damaged some heart tissue, and he'll never get that tissue back, and he has to be on these drugs and blah, 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 or he'll have another heart attack, and it may be fatal and all that stuff. So he goes up to Canada. And he sees this guy. I can still remember it because we all went up with my uncle in my grandparents' travel trailer, and his youngest daughter, who was 5, slept in the bathtub because, you know, we were all packed in this trailer. And he goes up there, and the doctor tells him his final report. He says, you know, I can't detect any heart damage on you at all. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. You know, so that doctor, very open-minded, he saw his before and after, you know, tests and says, well, whatever you did, you reversed your damage. Now, Now, you know, when doctors see this stuff, why don't they go out and start promoting that and helping their patients do that? Because it would offend their licensing board. That's why. And who benefits? Well, the drug companies do. So you see where the link and the connection is there. The American Medical Association upholds the drug manufacturers. Okay. But you know, many people are suffering for no reason. I believe, you know, God's intention was for you to be healthy and well, not to depend on a pharmaceutical industry to be healthy. And when God says from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, you know, we should take note of that. You know, if we have any faith at all, you know, do we have a profession of faith or do we have a possession of faith? And I know some people, you know, scientific mind, they can't even wrap their brain around what I just said. But, you know, that's where the trust comes in. That's where the relationship comes in. And this is where the blessings come in. Right? Yeah. So God says, if you come to me with a request to the Lord Jesus Christ, my son, it shall be heard and it shall be given unto you. God can't lie. So a lot of power in prayer. I've seen people lose their desire to smoke, desire to drink, or to do other types of, you know, drugs after sincerely asking the Lord's help. God just takes that desire away from you like that. There's no withdrawal. I mean, you talk about cut to the chase recovery. I do believe God's herbs are a miracle in themselves. I think they're a blessing, and I think they reduce a lot of dependency on drugs. They can strengthen and reverse debilitating types of diseases. So I don't for a minute think they're weak and impotent at all. And if they were, why did the drug companies use herbs in the beginning to make their drugs from them if they weren't so great? Right? Digitalis, for instance, comes from an herb. Your Sudafed does too. So if they're not so great. But the problem is when you isolate elements from herbs and leave buffer alkaloids, minerals for uptake, and all these things out of there, this is where you get side effects from the drugs. Because they have to patent it. They can't patent God's copyright, so they got to change it. And so when they change it, then you get problems. You know, be careful what you wish for. It's like Mother May I, step forward and two back. And I just know I've been a witness to God's miracles using herbs. It's like the best kept secret. And that's why I left working for the hospital authority and started being an herbalist and went to school. I saw a miracle performed on my infant son using herbs. And it's just one of those things. Once you start down that road, you know, you're just seeing the miracle every day. And it's very rewarding. So I hope you can partake of God's goodness and his blessings and seek his face. Mind the time it grows short, because that is the way. And, of course, God honors your commitment every day. All the time. And don't forget, God gets the credit. You know, not me. They're his herbs. I'm just trying to show you the difference and hope to point you in the right direction. Well, I'm just about out of time, but we'll try to catch up on our other topics next time. And do check out our website, thepowerherbs.com. A lot of our radio shows are archived there. If you missed the show, you can go back and listen anytime. There is no charge for that. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And don't forget, Father's Day special at thepowerherbs.com. Save 20%. Until next time, be well.